This is the right way forward for our country. But after tonight, it is clear that while we are on the right side this year, we will not be on the winning side. I take great comfort in the ancient words which teaches us that in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And so yet, while this may not have been the year for a hopeful and optimistic message about our future, I still remain hopeful and optimistic about America. And how can I not? How can I not? My mother was one of seven girls born to a poor family. Her father was disabled as a child. He struggled to provide for them his entire life. My mother told us a few years ago she never went to bed hungry growing up, but she knows her parents did, so they wouldn't have to. She came to this country in 1956 with little education, no money, no connections. My parents struggled their first years here. They were discouraged. They even thought about going back to Cuba at one point, but they persevered. They never became rich. I didn't inherit any money from my parents. They never became famous. You never would have heard of them if I had never run for office. And yet I consider my parents to be very successful people. Because in this country, working hard as a bartender and a maid, they owned a home. And they retired with dignity. In this country, they live to see all four of their children live better off than themselves. And in this country, on this day, my mother, who's now 85 years old, was able to cast a ballot for her son to be the president of the United States of America. And so, while it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is. And all the reason more why we must do all we can to ensure that this nation remains a special place. I ask the American people, do not give in to the fear. Do not give in to the frustration. We can disagree about public policy. We can disagree about it vibrantly, passionately. But we are a hopeful people, and we have every right to be hopeful.